How much did you have to go? Six, eight?
That turned out to be about 18 hours.
Oh.
I think it's 18. So I started a year and a half ago back at U of D, and I am going to school now one night a week, and I'm finishing up to get my undergraduate degree, and I have the happy opportunity to pick courses, which are the ones I dodged 35 years ago. Two semesters ago, I took a course in theology of Protestantism and the Reformation, which I enjoyed immensely. Last semester, I took a course in American literature from the Civil War to the present. And today, this semester now, I'm taking English history from the Roman period through the 15th century. Thinking about seeing my advisor this week to pick out something for next semester.
How much longer on the calendar do you have to go? Maybe sometime next year you'll.
I think I'll take something this summer, so it's going to be about three more semesters, I think.
Mm-hmm. Gee, that's quite a story.
Well, it isn't the one we came to talk about. No. I got
you off the track. Now your mother became very seriously ill of cancer, and she continued to work.
Yes, she did. Continued to work. She contracted cancer about 1950 and died in 55. Worked up to about 90 days before when she couldn't move anymore.
Did she work in a clerical capacity at Graham Page, was it?
That was only during the war. When the war was over and the Army pulled out of Graham Page in 1945 or 6, she then went to work for a company called Detrex Corporation, which had its office only two blocks from our house for a while, but later on moved to Midtown Detroit. So that pattern persisted, and my dad, they tried mightily to put the marriage back together again, but alcohol was his problem, as it was his father's problem. And he just wasn't able to handle it, and they never were able to put the marriage together. And I think he suffered from terrible guilt feelings, and so I really believe this, and so he didn't make any effort to keep in contact with my sister and me as we were growing up, except on occasions when he shouldn't have called on the phone in the circumstances. But I must say, the day I was sworn in as a circuit judge in the Wayne County Circuit Court, I looked up and he had been living in a distant state, Texas, for many years. I looked up, and he was in the audience.
Yes. Didn't know he was going to be there.
Didn't know he was going to be there, and hadn't talked to him in years.
You know, I skipped over something in trying to steer the conversation around here. What was the germ of your interest in the law that resulted in your going to law school and becoming a lawyer and a judge? Can you figure it out, or did it? Was it mean something obvious? Somebody ahead of you?
I think so. I think it was a combination of three things. Probably, one of them was the only fellow in our neighborhood who, to my knowledge, had gone to college, lived a couple blocks away. His name was Bill Gilbride, and he was 10 years older. Is 10 years older than I, and I'd always admired him. And he went to law school, and that was kind of a model. He is a senior partner today in a Detroit firm and a dear friend of mine.
Was it Gilbride or Gilbride?
Yeah. B-R-I-D-E. G-I-L-B-R-I-D-E. Mm-hmm. That was one factor. And the other was Father Clemens at Catholic Central, who worked with me in public speaking and in writing. And that tied in nicely with my interest in amateur acting. And the third component was when I was at WXYZ television, through the graciousness of John Lee, the assistant producer who hired me, who had been one of Father Clemens' boys at Catholic Central. John kept reminding me, in what I now remember as a very subtle way, that the glamour that I was apparently seeing in the life and show business was perhaps very superficial, and maybe even vapid. And that he had seen that when he was younger and had started into law school at U of D and had dropped out and had given his career over to show business. But he thought I ought to think about if I enjoyed the theater and if I enjoyed entertainment in that respect, the rewards might be much greater if I were to be involved in it in the business end of it as a lawyer. And he encouraged me to go to law school, and he facilitated the scheduling of my work at WXYZ to enable me to do that. So I think those three things put it together.